I talk to her and sing her songs. When I'm not talking to her, I'm talking to Mom. I'm telling Mom that everything's going to be okay, that Ramona loves her and wouldn't leave her, that Ramona's strong. And finally, I understand why my mother wanted me here. At some point, I drift off, and I'm awakened by gentle shouting, "Hey, wake up, dummy!" It's Ramona, smiling weakly. And she's like, "What, are you going to sleep the whole day away? Let's get this show on the road. How long have you been awake?" And she goes, "I don't know, a few minutes." I look around, "Where's Mom?" And Ramona's like, "I don't know, man, I just woke up. Now I got to be the one to keep track of everybody." I press the button on the side of her bed that calls the doctor. And she's like, "Hey, whatever happened with all that shit that was going on with your job?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out." She goes, "You liked that job." And I go, "No, I didn't like it that much." And she goes, "Well, what happened with the girl you liked? And the monster? And the new monster they were going to bring in?" And I go, "I don't know. I'm telling you, man. I've been here." And she goes, "Were you here the whole time I was asleep? You didn't have to do that." "I didn't," I say. "I wasn't. I got here too late. Mom was here, though, the whole time." Ramona smiles and goes, "Yeah, Mom's crazy like that." And I go, "Yeah." And I think about how loving someone is kind of like being president, and that it doesn't change you, not really. But it brings out more of the you that you already are.
Hello, listener. This is Raphael Bob Waxberg, the author of the book that you've been listening to. I hope you've enjoyed it. We have one more story for you, and then this book will be over forever. This story is based on a handwritten shop sign that I saw once when I was walking home late one night in Los Angeles, which is where I live. I was passing by this shop, and I saw a sign in their window, and the sign said, "We will be close on Friday, 18 July. Sorry for any inconvenience." And I was inspired to write a story about it, and that is this story, the last story in my book. And it is called, "We Will Be Close on Friday, 18 July." We will be so close on Friday, 18 July. For one night only, I will hold your face in my hands, and I will kiss you quickly and then slowly and then quickly, and we will feel this incredible connection, and we will tell each other everything. On Friday, 18 July, we will feed each other berries, and we will sing mumble slur old half-remembered camp songs, and we will laugh about how there was a time not even that long ago when we hadn't even met, and what were we doing not meeting? Who were we fooling? Whose time were we wasting? Sitting on my bed, recalling the origin of your knee's crescent moon scar, you'll gesticulate wildly, and I'll watch the cigarette sparks dance like evaporating fireflies, dizzy for a home in our trail of discarded clothing. "I want to know you completely," I'll whisper into every crevice of your body, as if such a thing were ever possible. We'll make up constellations out of the freckles on our thighs, rich mythologies of long-dead ancient civilizations. "Did you know I can juggle?" you'll say, and I'll say, "Show me." Every other night will have been rehearsal for Friday, 18 July. We had to be ready. Everything was pushing us imperceptibly toward this moment. If I hadn't missed that train, if you hadn't moved for the job, just imagine. "I don't want it to be tomorrow," you'll sigh, a single tear escaping as you laugh bitterly at the futility of the sentiment. "I want it to be Friday, 18 July, forever." And when the morning comes, our love, like bugs, will scatter in the light. We will dress ourselves while facing the wall. We will scramble for our phones. We will be strangers. And we will realize that Friday, 18 July, like every day in history before it, was a moment, a 24-hour trick of the light, a thing that happened once and never again. And that sad truth will just about swallow us whole. Sorry for any inconvenience. ¶¶ Once again, this is Raphael Bob Waxberg, and I hope you enjoyed this unabridged production of Someone Who Will Love You in All Your Damaged Glory. These stories were read to you by me, Raphael Bob Waxberg, and my friends, Stephanie Beatriz, Will Brill, Coleman Domingo, Raul Esparza, Emma Galvin, Kamiko Glenn, Nicholas Gonzalez, Natalie Morales, James Urbaniak, and Baron Vaughn. Music by Jesse Novak. This program was directed by Olivia Mackenzie Smith and Scott Sherritt. Executive producer, Karen Jakonski. Text copyright 2019 by Raphael Bob Waxberg. Production copyright 2019, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved. And some lefts are reserved as well. That's so stupid. That's how I'm going to end this book.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.